The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Ever since I started as a pastor, I had a tradition where our confirmation students have the opportunity to share their faith with us. And this is something that in classes that we do on a regular basis. We talk about what does our faith mean to us. We look at all the tools that, you know, that a lot of us had to memorize when we were in confirmation, like the small catechism, the Bible, lots of the teachings of the church. We look at all those tools, but it's especially important to me that these students can articulate what their faith means to them. Because they can always pick up a small catechism and know what Martin Luther said. But it's more important to me that they know from their heart and can articulate what they believe. And so now we are delighted to hear from our students as they affirm their faith by sharing their affirmation of faith. And Adam, you get to start.
My name is Adam Alf. I am an eighth grader at Aspire Middle School, and I enjoy playing football and baseball. I also enjoy spending time with family. I've been coming to St. Mark since I was born. I appreciate that in our church, we are like a family, and we are kind and loving to all people. I'm confirming my faith today. I'll describe faith as the power and will of belief. The best thing about faith is it makes you feel safe and comfortable. One of the best things about God is he cares about and loves all people. I believe God is loving, compassionate, and caring. A time I felt really close to God was when my grandpa passed away. My faith is important to me because it helps me through the tough times and keep me going. I've learned about God and faith through this amazing process of confirmation. These past couple of years, my faith has changed in this way. I have been able to understand God and what he is telling me. I would like to thank my mentors, Nancy McGlamory and Darren Lubinsky. My mentors have helped me grow in my faith by teaching me more about God and what he does and helping me figure out my faith. Thank you. I would also like to thank my parents, Scott and Angie Elf. I would like to thank my godparents, Kim and Todd Hubbard. I would like to thank my grandmother, Marilyn Elf. I would also like to thank Dan Bruner and Pastor Beth for helping me through this confirmation process. Thank you for supporting me on this important day and through this whole process.
Thank you, Adam. It has been indeed a delight. Alex.
My name is Alex, and may God bless you all. I believe that God created the world. I believe that Jesus came to earth to save us. I believe that this church taught me God and Jesus are love. I thank my Uncle Rick for guiding me and teaching me what is right. I thank my Aunt Margie for caring for me and loving me. I thank my brother Skyler for all he has done to me. I thank my cousin Melanie for all her support and love. I thank Pastor Beth for teaching me about God in this church. I thank Pastor Eric for always telling us about God in his life. May God bless you all and everyone on earth and in heaven. Amen.
Thank you, Alex.